Anyone not wishing to participate in meetings, cover a chat of the floor. Table standing policy.
Better not here.
Aging has made this admission that she has attended all council meetings Ireland wide, and this is the 19th meeting. So it's very nice to have you come along. So it is in the little capital there. So. I hope that you make this making it very welcome and make us feel that this is where we like to come back to. So,
Chairman, all the actions are noted, are ongoing. Happy to take any questions, Chairman.
I'm going to come from the development right behind where the doctors down there, service used to be reaching the more comfortable hands.
On page 13 was suggested rewording of some of the amendments to get the income shall.
Yeah, two
edits
Thank you.
just like this, in fact, we'll try to get in there. I mean, that was a very serious accident today. Every single week, and also, the height of the grass on it is unbelievable. And it's obvious that people who are trying to cross the road and look off to the old work window, there'll be a major, major problem there. And that happened today, as a result. So, not that it's a leak, factor behind the accident, but I think it's most certainly an issue.
Thank you.
Even when you're leaving these, this is here. The segment to the left hand side is main on the road car. It's getting dangerous. We don't even talk about it ourselves. It's very easier for ourselves.
Chairman, we can look at that there from our responsibility.
It's okay on the right hand side of our
Chairman, is there a responsibility?
Item 6, Mr. Stone, your new meeting held on the 9th of May.
Second. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
cancer initiatives. We want that to happen obviously, first and foremost, if we can get a great opportunity between groups, they're all well and good, but if not, then the decision has to go back to the council. So I'm more than happy to support the council of ours.
Everyone is ready?
That wasn't as part of being the rate process for this year. It had been provided for in an earlier year, but the expenditure hadn't been completed. Not part of coming back. No, there wasn't, not for this year. When we took it back from Victor, there should be sufficient funds to be able to cover it in the 16-17 year. But it hadn't specifically been included when we got the rate assessment last year because of all the known expenditure at that point. Sorry? When no, we don't have a machine to understand at this point.
Four numbers on the road.
Gentlemen, this was a scheme that was brought forward by the former union board. There was never an offer issued at that time by the director of district development. Offered to the council had a commitment of assigning that of offer. Unfortunately, the director who was involved, that was not part of the SNC and the FNC, now we're all aware of that debt of offer. However, the work is being completed. I think we will be legally bound to pay the cost. It will be an overspend, and so we have to scale up, we have to accept that. But because the debt of offer is set, I don't think we have any option for it. We do acknowledge that it's not in the 16-17 budget, so because of the net of all, I think it's a lot of the
Yeah.
No problem. This is what just made more make sure it has more than the outside. But
Decision for the council settlement is just the need to be terrible settlement. The council's the need that expands the terms of reference because not obviously we set out because we need to be able to tonight. That was the decision for the council, but you could take a decision as the council to put out for expressions of interest for the development of that site, which would not only look at health and look at the community, but as I said earlier on, that was a decision for the settlement. There was information brought forward, just made it very clear that there was a requirement for
The proposal on Councillor Carr, second of Councillor Burns. Two issues I want to raise here is that community the audio recorded, the report was made available for inspection. That isn't put on the website. My own staff and I'll give you clarification to that. And secondly, is that that we will work up sort of a register of interest to go subject to the agreed tonight on what would be health groups, members, and members of know what's on the website. And finally, the last part is. The last bit is all committee meetings that are held in Downshire building take place in the one room, which at such time audio recording equipment is provided in the common room. Committee meetings that take place in Uri continue to be held in Uri with audio recording these committee meetings commencing as soon as the equipment is being installed. Just to get a break, just give them a memory just for clarity purposes. Just get the post in
Just a number of times of disregard this space and place, Chairman.
The lobby space to take Bobby Horan and Cuckoo would also. I know that officers from the various councils are working with each community organization of space and place. And again, we would be issuing letters of support for these groups that they have tied in with previous work that's been previously done within groups. So I'm just going to start by that.
Holy Spirit, Lord Devon, Lord Devon, Monitor, I came out of the rainy. I'm not thinking of today. I'm a subscriber to Works on the Vision of the Web, real quick. But, so Nathan took me an hour looking on some men here, and Nathan adopted the Slow's Web. I thought, this woman is sometimes disappointing. I had a couple things that there's going to be a such short duration. Maybe it was the extra schedule with the German or whatever. But it seems a very, very short hand on Nathan. I'm there for trying to spend an hour to go into Nathan then.
25th, then we have a review on that. We get our number of key partners on the streets of Burgers, where there aren't any events, and we're going to be best one on the issue on the trees. Trying to take a very valid point. So this initiative that I raised about the primary park in the middle, in Europe, there's not a fit park to say that's not a fit park. Park trees which overhang Hansen and Fungo, so the next one, the most trees, shadow leaves, and it causes problems for people who live there. Now, more often than not, the people who live there have mobility problems, or wouldn't be fit to go out and shovel away 2 foot of leaves in front of the door. I have reported on a number of occasions. Instead of a monkey to get the problem sorted out. So can we, in Family Park, in Europe, in the matter, have a look at those things. The needs, the branches need trimmed, as you say. The little people wouldn't be able to mount a ladder and trim it and give it back to the house and make sure they live in the green bank or whatever. Get some dark greens on them. And the misery of those pensioners who live there.
Can we look at those trees and carry out a maintenance on them? In terms of Robin's, we're very happy to do a review of them, but there's a council rule that's there, a guideline, that we do not place dog bins in built up areas and estates, etc., that estates should take their rubbish under them, but on public areas or areas of high thoroughfare type places, yes. So we can review that and we can see if there are areas that are under service this way.
I think we're saying we're going to do a review. Janice wants to take a review of all that because it's so quite monitored where it needs to be where the locations are.
We can do a review and then bring back a policy proposal and the policy needs altering because there would be certainly the impact not only the cost of additional bins but the cost of service is much greater again so that there's budgetary implications.
I suppose the issue is the cost. Chairman, we need to look at the cost is in terms of additional bins and services. So that's some policy. We're going to have to look everywhere. And it's where the cost is and budget for coordinate.
Okay,
Chairman.
Yeah,
we're
going
to have a lot of
Tom's there.
I
brought up the other day, walking down the edge, just relieved the message there that the patient is away.
Particular area gets vandalized very regularly, and every time it's reported, we replace them. So, if there's anything else we can do, we can certainly replace them again.
No.
Okay, so the next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124,
opposed? Who's Commissioner Harvey? I'm going to try. Chairman, just one last name that we've been pushed by that Centenary Committee for name. They're happy to take any wants to go, so they said the 27th of November for the year this week, so if I can get names maybe of the end of the season, then you can have a Chairman, this is a consultation, and members may have opinions on it in terms of the changes regarding, I can't say that word, off. Again, just in terms of there's changes in terms of fire service. So, but again, members may want to make their own comments on it.
I said, welcome, this is a comprehensive response. It's good to see an end into centralization and push towards decentralization of services on ICA, and because we know the issues involved with public services, there's not the proper support and accommodation of centers. People invariably have to end up going to health labs to get the specialist treatment and advice. So I think it's good. I certainly welcome it. Well, what I would basically say is that I welcome the center in the Down Hospital. The only question I would raise is why Banbridge is the area selected for the southern area, the southern trust, and not the area, which is a big population center. So I don't know what your questions would be on that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And if they choose to use the ambulance provider for a hospital,
But we need to protect in this case. I would be parochial about it instead of carrying the area. Protect at the very least during the area. Other councils from our district can speak and to be sure for the navies in their community districts. But as far as during the navies concerned, we'll look at using that in them as well a number of years ago. And let's try to protect that.
So the experience that I had, you know, as a member of Mayor Hagrid, with that goal for my children,
I just want to add, and also I just want to propose a procedure, so if you feel us, so I can stay in the area, I propose to make a difference to the area, and certainly as a man, you still need to balance that, so if you're not in the head of the state, and so if I go back, today I made a proposal of investigation, so if you feel us, you know, bring the very important rule in the SK from the government, everybody, and so that will have to get another part of this, which I am, as you see ours, and
previous speakers, I as a councillor around the area would totally support the campaign to retain the art of this library. I only know too well that within the own electoral area a number of years ago where there was threatened closures of library, Tilbury was one of them. It was a very extensive campaign formed through the local press at the time. The Grand Reporter and the Morning Observer. We put pressure on, we see that lately. I actually think that maybe the Newry councillors, I don't have a proposal, that maybe the Newry councillors speak a meeting with Ari Knox, because you need to take it to the door of Lady J&I. I don't think a letter is just good enough. We found out until today when we were sending letters and that, we were getting responses, but when we were proactive and we went and we arranged meetings, with Lady J&I and the Chief of Staff, Aaron Knox, we got papers. We still got our library. Touch wood in Chile, that's 5 or 6 years ago. So I would totally support any councillor from the Newry area who's willing to meet with Aaron Knox and then take a vote. So I would make that a proposal. Even though I'm not a Newry councillor, I'm very passionate about the neighbours because they're the backbone of our society, they're the backbone of our communities out there. Everyone uses them, so to say, from school kids coming up to killing our elderly. So I would totally support it. I would make that proposal that the vote would be carried on.
Second
up, cool
Lord
Bailey.
Consultation on the compact of arts and years in the area.
I would be concerned as well on the own negatives from also a number of offices that we own. I know that the areas and I have spent substantial amount of money on the report about the studio open first that we've got there, I would always be concerned about the network or labor and any other than cut as others in the area. So I would like to establish that Castle Ramon is also going to be affected, so there would be great to be Castle Ramon topic. And I would be very supportive of these marrying us to discuss not only in the area, but any ladies within our district that may be affected to be Castle Ramon community.
Thank you, Chair. Just for those that didn't see the compensation papers, that is only in your aid, that is part of the 14 makeup that the project non or non part of, but not to take away what is happening here, you know, the whole council fully supports the arts in the area, but just for sorry, didn't know. There's no other language at the same moment that are
registered.
So it just needs to reinforce that it's important that they're not affected in the future.
Hi, Chair. We have already through this in Crossland a number of years ago. We had already produced 17 hours. And it was a devastating blow to that area, particularly because it's a huge drop off of our community center. And regularly, the parks in there are people that come in and have to use the computer suite for that within that area and can't gain access on that. So I would probably support any fight that is the future change of service there in the city.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to say that we should be able to find the reason that I announced for the new D way and any other local interests and characters to attend. Could I get a second maybe for that?
Sharon, this is actually the same as that which has been previously agreed to the council. So it's previously agreed to the council. It's an equity agreement. And the rear travel program, again, it's a service level agreement between the council and the department and the land board. It's just one item that. And the other item is the Argus contract during morning during Trent and Francis Morgan. Contract between during morning and foreign candidates to tell the police
He's in charge of King Patrick and the council. Senator Lenders has been between the AAB and Carson and Pest. New and Warren Council, New and Warren Garden Council, and Tom Duncan's service has been for these lands in the river. So they're just all the captain's charge.
So, President,
I'm going to charge on the issue of urban development and project costs and creation, and
And then there's also grants within the various opportunity and community programs. So again, because of the various services, as you'd be conscious that local action group plan covers a number of range of areas. It's in against that spot and against application of the council for planning.
Okay.
So just give
Thank you.
Francisco?
Yes, sir. And my concern is that we have to be one of the bushes that guarded the lake and move that cloud that they might want to do through the sure, you recollect
Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah, so I'm sure I'd like to thank all the college counselors for their support. Hopefully we can get solved these issues because they need to address them. Just I'm sorry, I'm kind of getting this point. I didn't bring out the half picker meeting because I'd already spoken to Cindy Noble for about 10 minutes before the meeting. I had a problem with another issue with her, and she's been very helpful in her response, so that's why I'm using the meeting.
Are you happy that Jamie could take the second amendment?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone in
the room? Everyone
in
the room?
Yeah.
Mr.
Clark? The notice of motion reads, the Justice Council relates to the Office of Social County Post Officer, following the Northern and Sandy, the mayors prioritize the address of mental health and well-being, as one of the most important health issues currently affecting people of all ages in Northern Ireland. And also works with Northern Ireland's activities to dedicate more resources and funding in conjunction with developing a mental health and mental well-being strategy plan with all major stakeholders, including community quality, private sector, and ministerial government departments, looking to help address and tackle those affected with mental health problems across Northern Ireland. Councillors, over recent years, there has been an increasing recognition of mental health as a major health issue in Northern Ireland. Mental health is now regarded as one of the four most significant causes of mental health disability in Northern Ireland, along with cardiovascular disease, respiratory disease, and cancer. It's estimated that one in five people in Northern Ireland has a mental health problem at any one time. Northern Ireland has also been noted to have higher levels of poor mental health than anywhere else in the UK or Ireland. Between 2008 and 2014, actual spend on mental health services by trust has been around 25% less than previously proposed. In comparison with other types of health services, primary care services have funding increases by 136% over the same period. Mental health services have experienced year-on-year decreases in funding since 2009. Without question, I believe there is a major underfinancing of mental health services in Northern Ireland, which is a systemic and long-term issue that is set to exacerbate in the coming years, particularly in rural areas, including our own area of Warren and Down District Councils and other council areas across Northern Ireland. Rural isolation is a key issue, and vice versa, therefore, the special approaches to cancer incidents only be provided in Belfast. It is a real challenge for some people to make the journey from isolated rural areas. Resources should be provided to support people's access to services. Vice Secretary recognized that improvements have been made in mental health, service provisions, and conflict in transforming your care, funding cutbacks have curtailed progress, and have continued to do so in the coming years from the necessary experience. I would like to see that the Northern Ireland Executive can ensure that adequate and sufficient funding is made available for mental health in Northern Ireland to achieve and deliver the service improvements and visit by contract review. Mental health should be recognised in many future budget cuts as a key means of delivering on the goals of Hamford Review and Department of Financial Climate. But I say welcome to the Northern Ireland Executive is committed to improving mental health within the current draft programme for government 2016-2021. Simply committing to improving mental health is too generic. More needs to be done, including prioritising and addressing mental health. Mental well-being is one of the most important health issues currently affecting people of all ages in Northern Ireland. I know of firsthand a son who has suffered over a number of years with poor mental health, having battled depression, and then been trying to get diagnosed with depression. How mental health is still, in today's world, perceived as a taboo subject, a stigma, and something when you tell a person that they suffer from either depression or mental health problems. Is not yet fully understood, like cancer, heart problems, or other physical illnesses. I would urge the Northern Ireland Executive to dedicate more resources and funding in conjunction with developing a mental health and well-being strategy plan with all the key major stakeholders, including community voluntary and private sector, ministerial government departments, which can help address and tackle those affected with mental health problems across Northern Ireland. I wish to commend and welcome the stirring voluntary work of the numerous local community voluntary charitable and mental health organizations across Newry, Moore and Down District Council, many of which receive no government financial assistance and have been providing support
to those affected by suicide self-harm with a view to reducing the stigma of suicide, and that would help each other and encourage them to be able to seek help. The efforts of these organizations to reach as many people as possible by promoting positive mental health and well-being, and to improve the attitude towards mental health issues in all communities throughout Northern Ireland, has been dedicated by Quest to help save many lives of those suffering with mental health. But mental health and mental well-being should not just be left to those organizations alone. There needs to be radical and innovative thinking to politicians to the whole question of mental health and well-being by the strong executive. A evaluation report of mental health service provision in Northern Ireland, which was prepared for action mental health at Queen's University of Belfast, concludes that the greatest challenge facing mental health services stem from the impact of the continuing domestic state. In conclusion, that is why I am calling on Mary Morton down the street councillors here tonight to support my motion and to show that this council, which is the Northern Ireland executive, to allocate more resources, more funding, in conjunction with developing a mental health and mental well-being strategy plan with all stakeholders, as previously stated, including the community, voluntary, and private sector, and ministry of government departments, which cannot help address the impact of those affected with mental health problems across both our council and indeed right across Northern Ireland.
Sure, thank you very much. And first of all, I want to commend Councillor Clark for bringing this motion forward, and our party, the UK, will be fully supported. He's hitting everything, you know, and what he said is true. I believe that mental health is not getting the recognition and the proper funding that it should in relation to the bigger picture in health. As someone who works in a constituency office, I'm getting more and more people coming in with mental health issues than that. And you'd be surprised what's really driving them over the top than that. And actually, making them do things that, you know, otherwise they wouldn't. But I also think that, I was setting a proposal that the Councillor Clark would also include writing to the new health minister. Because I know that the previous health ministers, it's not the first time that I've spoken in relation to mental health issues and the need for more funding. Now, we have a new assembly up in the Northern Ireland minister, and I think we should also direct the minister, as well as the office of the First Deputy First Minister. Because ultimately, it's going to be the health minister that will make the decision in relation to mental health. Hopefully, the new minister can lobby for the actual funds as well for it, and I hope you agree with Councillor Clark. This fund should be ring-fenced. It shouldn't be part of any cut that's going on whatsoever. If you want to call other things, yes, call it, but mental health and funding for mental health should be ready best. Because I don't think the powers that be take mental health seriously enough, so they don't. To be quite frank, you know, so our party totally supports the motion. And as I say, I was backing the motion as Councillor Clark is going to accept, but also right to the Minister of Relations to it.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you, Proposer, for writing the motion. Shane Major, you may want to obviously support the motion, being one day around, and I'll be there to read off to the Minister as well. And just to say that the executive, for their part, talked that this is a draft program, and it is a broad brush stroke, and we should have the health and well being. And that's very deliberate because it comes in many shapes and forms. When we say fund it, it's very difficult to say fund it's not, or fund it through the health service, for instance. We use a council member role in providing better health for the decisions that we represent, you know, through our leisure centers and stuff like that. So, driven mental health in general, everybody has to do with it. And we brought a motion to this council, like I said, almost a year ago, and in that motion, we asked for a number of things, like that we put the Council of Recognizers for Suicide Prevention Day, for Mental Health Day. I don't know when it's all happening, but next year we should be driving a little follow up to see where we've gotten to that in terms of the day.
coming up that I'll do this or insights myself. But in regards to another part, I was very encouraged when Michelle was on the ministry. One of the first things she does was to prioritize us. So I can see no reason why we won't want to do the work to promote mental health, and particularly on the back of the doctor reports and all the things that come out of that. I think in the past years, I'm focused on this, as I already said, there's a statement, it's an ongoing statement. Many people suffer from mental health and don't even have the norm, they just suffer in silence. And that's one of the sort of issues that we have to take across our shelves. So we will certainly be supporting the motion in its entirety. I suppose the end part of the month, the motion, the comment side of things, it's very hard to find out about strategy for it. So we certainly allow you to try hard for our ministers to get a strategy out and come out of that strong and strategy as possible. But we would also like to see what we can do with this as well, and if it's a
thank you very much, Chair. The building of the cemetery will be rent from the cradle from a farm taking up the care and provide some services to do with mental health and their cost forward. That problem has also required honorary insights. And without much pressure in tonight's modern world, you know, people are without much pressure, stress, and effort. There's been more referrals to services that have been from local doctors. You know, what's the result of services under so much pressure and ready to burst at the stage? Having a detrimental effect also on the staff who work hard on the difficult circumstances and perhaps having to live longer periods to avail of essential services. We have been ministered in this space and we wish them well in the new roles in the executive, and we hope that this motion that we've got by the council will support calls for more resources and funds that will be available by the executive and to help us to ensure that we have a service that is second to none available to everybody who needs it, and also for our professionals, the staff who work so hard on the stretcher and deliver a service to them for their ability, and will be excelling most in front of people first. So we are supporting that motion. Thank you.
Thank you for
your time, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you,
Chair.
Thank you,
Chair.
Thank you,
Chair. The motion brought forward by Commissioner Clark, and we'll be very happy to support the motion as planned, and the amendment proposed by Commissioner Walker. The opportunity to support the PSDA issue of mental health is key at the heart of this recent conflict during the December election. In fact, last week we became the first party to appoint a spokesperson to deal with mental health issues, so it certainly is a key priority for our party. Per capita, Northern Ireland has one of the worst records for mental health in the world, not just in the UK, but in the world. So it is vital that the Northern Ireland government and the government move forward to also be at the heart of this programme of government in terms of providing necessary resources to deal with issues of mental health. So we are happy to support the motion and to support the motion.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Chair. Thank you all for taking up the motion. We also don't be very nice to the way, we can all share those sentiments. Sir, mental health issues are, of course, well past crisis point in this country. It is, of course, directly related to suicide. And on average, there are just over 1,000 people a year. It's an absolutely incredible statistic. I think 20 people a week, something any day depends on how long or a week. And these are those for 20 people a week that will be killed on the roads. They'll be anywhere in the pub, and no questions asked about what restraints are only being restricted to address
the problems. We fully support the motion, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lally. I'm Chair, I fully support the motion as well. And I would ask you to have some very serious consideration to the fact that
Northern Ireland are having a population of the highest number of military veterans in both Britain and any country in Europe. There are serious casualty issues, even from Coast Service battalions of the UDR and also the TA, Army Reserve, regulars that have served abroad in the fought wars. And many of those people are suicidal for whatever reason, be it from what they experience or just the constant stress of having somebody else shoot you or it caused a tremendous amount of burdens on. And there is a thing called the military covenant, but I don't want to create controversy here, but I noticed that in Northern Ireland context, global covenant, I do appreciate that it could be difficult. But there are huge, absolutely huge pots of money sitting there that can be utilized for the benefit. But it doesn't exist. It can be used for the entire community. If there was even the slightest chance that this council would agree to somebody like myself and our notes that we should not be saying up to, I would do it because there's probably 12 million that's not spent in Northern Ireland just because we're not fully utilizing. But even if you took those veterans out of that mix, that huge number of people who are attending mental health services, I think it would free up even a lot of spaces there for the general population. The term is just something I'd like the council to think about. It's such a serious issue. If there is any merit that we can take advantage of, I agree with you. Thank you.
So,
Mr.
Chair,
I'd
like to
thank
you
for getting me to thank actually. Thank you for all of us. I think we all know someone in our own circles, work for friends or relatives that have either been tough on or someone that has died or was suicidal. So I'm very, very pleased that this is being announced and supported by all political parties. I knew it whatsoever, but the amendment, so I'm happy for the questions today, both First Deputy First Minister. And also the health minister. And I would like to thank all council members for that. I'm actually thankful for asking other council members who want to leave. And nearly more than any district council has recognized this issue because it really has come to the fore in recent years. It's very regrettable that in the 21st century we have a lot of probably charitable community groups spread across this district. They're actually providing a lot of help and support for people with mental health illnesses and those who have been raised by suicide. So the executive can get more resources and can bring things funding and ultimately develop a mental health strategy. And I think it will go a long way. So after all, this was an all-Ireland issue. It's not just a Northern Ireland issue, it's an all-Ireland issue. So thanks to the Lord for their support.
Okay,
we're not taking another turn on the house, but I think that there is something Well, you know, with the reform of local government, the more Missouri and I, it's a huge integration. We've had over to the Tucker Fred and great integration on over to Cocoa Department as well, not even with anymore. But it used to be on the old council system that all the roads were basically with the area office to come. It made that summer across. I'll be in contact into that office. We could bring and negotiate with people and get them out and show them issues of concern. We could also do this work now because half of our district or half of our electoral ward is now within area one of the east, which is swimming up the seaport there. That really has made it very difficult for us because if we were trying to get a ward meeting organized or whatever to discuss potholes or network improvements, they will say, no, we have to get all the officers together. And we just can't seem to get them. Now, I thought it was maybe just me that they were being up with them at the time. But it seems to be all the councillors in Bourne are saying the same thing on a chair. If you look at the A2 road, the second part of it, the A2 road on a chair, it starts in Belfast and goes head north up into Bangor, out of County Wild, out around that area. And then it sort of disappears and starts again just south of Allen Hinch. It gets to Newcastle and then it stops. The A3 actually stops at Newcastle Roundabout. I mean, I used to think it was actually the A2 with non-Trump status from Newcastle up to the fire station at one point. But it's not even the A2. It's actually known as a series of roads like Glass Drummond Road, Amalan Road, Kilkee Road. It's not even cost effective to A2. But apparently, this goes back to the old Stormont government when there was an oversight whenever they were designating trunk roads and whatever, because there was meant to be a new road built from Newcastle and right up to Kilkee. That road never happened. So what we now have is a really decrepit road the whole way from basically Newcastle up to one point that has lacked investment, lacked any network planning, and we're paying the price for it now. Now, not Trump status designation, not this is the mean that network planning is done in a more thorough fashion, and we do get improvements. It means that if there are any issues in that road, that there's a central pot of money to fund improvements to Trump roads. Now, under our present situation, if there's an issue on the road between Newcastle and Morton Point, it comes out of the Murray District Office. So clearly, that's money that we could then use instead to fix the lengths of the roads of the Cardi roads in the Seven Valley. All these other issues that just are getting more and more acute as we go around. The term, basically, what I'd like the council to agree is that we, because our electoral boards are set in law, plus an actual parliament, there's no way around that. But with the way that the roads are administered, if we could take Mourne and spread it into Murray Mourne down east and let it be administered from one office, that would be an enormous benefit to us and make it a lot easier from the start. And the only reason people pick on the east office is it seems to lie into our hinterland better than Murray, because once you get the Campbell Scarlets and the mountains start there, that seems to be the sort of natural cut off for the Murray area. Whereas coming the other way from Newcastle ends, it's more appropriate into the orange. I don't think we're making off to that thing. But if the council would give us serious consideration, and if we do agree, then we go to the minister and explain the difficulties that we're finding and ask for Trump Road designation to be given to the A2, and that road actually known formally as the A2 from now on, I'll sit in the next year. Thank you.
Okay, so your submission
would
be.
Oh, sure. Just to point out, you know, in 1974 or whenever it was, you know, there was very, very little traffic use in that road. Now that road is still better. Incredible numbers of traffic use. Aircraft, PD airspace, you know, thousands of employees. All the industrial estates around the harbour area and stuff came out. Still the biggest fishing port in the island of Ireland. And yet we've had a very inferior task road serving the area. So it's just to try and operate the system and the network. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And Vice Chair, I'm just remembering the Vice Chair, I didn't have some regular motion stories.
Can I get you a second your motion? Do you have a second your motion? Do you have a second?
The designation of a protective roof is about as protection from the transport and protection buttholes and the protection of the roads that come wear and tear. Just go around and protect our roads. Look at that protective status. There is a whole lot of time points on it, so there is. I have people definitely changing myself for noise. Buses have lost their door mirror and their mirrors on the vehicles that I because they have been colored. I can name a number of time points around there. So I would agree with the council already that it could be looked at there that we redesignated as a front road. And then the other issue of moving across into the eastern division. It really wouldn't be a bad idea because our DEA is a number of issues between Lakeville and the Halifax and the Tampa and the airport. There is a huge problem. Should with us it appears to be that even the repairs that are getting already there at the moment, there's one particular repair I know is not working. I've referred to set times in this moment, it's coming out the end of it is at the moment. So that's just one issue. And on your own village search in Mally Martin, the road service has got that rough. Cyclists have the right to it on standing up the bands because the rushes are cut out.
We heard tonight that items were discussed with them, no responses.
some of the things that I would hear that night, I've got responses. So I have, and that has come from Seaport. So obviously there's a problem there. There's a big amount of communications, and we need to get that dealt with too. But at the same time, I would support because we're ready then, either come to Seaport, put it all into Seaport, or all into Newry, where they're then administered by the one office. Because if I was a counselor for the moment, I would be asking the same type of questions, and why are we split down the middle, and why is part of it, or maybe a third, being dealt with by the Seaport, and the rest being dealt with by the Newry office. I think it's only proper that they either come to one or the other.
Councillor
Quinn? Yes, thank you, Chair. First of all, I agree with everything that has been said. I think the upgrade to a truck is not good enough. The Northern Ireland government will go back through the change of the old district council. I've promised the people of this area a new rule. It went so far as some of the buildings were built. One of those schools in Glasgow is built with the back of it based on the road. Because the built so far was this new road. So I went to the different road service departments. They can no longer find the drawings and the plans for when that road was being started. The wire fences were up to 4 hours' space. They had all the side lanes and all marked out. If you look, anybody that knows those cabins through last summer, massive big broadcast charges, that's the law for this new road to happen. And I feel that the people of Moore have been let down for almost 50 years now. And that it is time that we got this road back on the agenda. We're supposed to be a main tourism destination. But the visitors come up from the south or from the north. We need a deep road. When they can cycle, when they can use footpaths and all the rest. Without impinging on the existing boundaries that are within that area, or slowing down farmers and a very very BLs. So we need a proper road. We're not talking about a new size, we're talking about a proper road with cycle path or footpath. So that people can go about proper living. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Chair. Again, we've checked in, no problem with this part of the motion. It makes sense, obviously, for to have road maintenance from the Morrissey area, administered from one department or one area, and that's the right thing for the previous councillors. These are commission, it probably makes more sense. From a local council in the Newcastle area, I have no problems with you. I have a lot of them, even in the box of names, you do get it. You might get all the work done at that time, but it would be certainly, it would be long if there's that much funds and resources come available, then the worst case can be out. You know, so I don't see a problem with maybe asking for that. Obviously, transport and I have different ideas in regards to the staff and resource applications as well, and institution staff. As well, so they have maybe a different take on the process, but from a purely planning context, it certainly makes sense to have, you know, under one umbrella. I think that makes sense. I should emphasize the point of the last meeting with the transport NI here. We had the officials here, we should emphasize that we should have been doing that at that meeting. In regards to the trunk road proposals, Tim agreed as well, you know, it's an extremely busy road. There's tourism traffic, there's service and manufacturing, particularly in the team. Our fishing vehicles are discharged, no haulage vehicles. So there's also the issue that I didn't talk about, you know, there's mismatches in on that road. And it doesn't need to seriously upgraded. There's places on the road where the two lorries can't pass. You know, and I think it's just as you come up to the body bridge there, I think it's a very good road. Very dangerous area up there. You know, so obviously there's a need for an upgrade of that road, and it's entirely, and people would say there's a need for an upgrade of our road infrastructure right throughout, you know, a certain area. If you look at the top activity from some topics and areas that are really need for improvement in that community as well. But certainly we raise the minister and, you know, have their discussions. I think what happened in this area was in 1974, has been sort of pointed out in the review of the administration previously, when the roads responsibilities went to Stormont, there was grant loans that was made available to councils under that review. And it's my understanding, particularly in the town that the council, they were very prudent and didn't obtain the roads grants and loans. And they were very favourable for any major road infrastructure work. So, and the master was probably the same here in the morning. You know, there's probably an opportunity missed. A lot of other councils, particularly, you know, up in our you know, the office is up towards that sort of irrigation area. So, they you know, have that sort of problem. So, as I say, I've got no problem supporting the motion.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Lillian. Thank you, everyone.